A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Lamed Aleph, Yuma 31a, pagination page 61. Starting from the end of a line, counting up from the bottom, about 9 lines. Amar Abaye, at the end of a line. We're told that the Kohen Gadol would be able to go to mikveh in the Beis HaMikdash during Yom Kippur, and that there was a place Al Beis HaParva above the room which was designated for this mikvah. The water that was obtained for this mikvah was piped in, so to speak, from an adjoining spring called Ein Itam, and our Gemara will tell us that the height of that spring had to be 23 amos high, because when you pipe something, it will seek its own level naturally, but only its own level, and without putting blowing pressure or whatever, something to it to send it higher than that, its natural level will be whatever its height was at the source of the spring. If you take a look, Rashi says it beautifully, three lines up in Rashi. She'i'efsha lemayim la'alos lahar shehu gavoa mimakam shenov imsham. It's impossible for water, he means naturally, to go up higher than the place which is its source. Water in a pipe will seek its own level. And therefore, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Shema Mino, we know from here, that Ein Itam Gavoa Mikarka Azara, that Ein Itam, the source for this water, was higher than the Azara, Esrim V'Shalosh Amos, 23 Amos high, because Abaye is going to prove that the mikvah was 23 Amos off the floor by the time you take into account the bottom story and the height of the mikvah. The Tanan, as we learned, Kol HaPsachim Shehayu Sham, all the doorways in the Beis HaMikdash, Govon Esrim Ama, they are 20 Amos tall. And that's the critical piece of information, that the bottom story was 20 Amos tall. So this is on the second story, so obviously it's more than 20 Amos tall. The Gemara Namid Beis says that the amount of the roof itself, since it was made of marble, did not have to be thick. So we're kind of disregarding that. It wasn't a full amma. V'rachvan aser amos, we're also told that the width of the doorways was 10 amos, but that's not needed for our calculation. Chutz mishal ulam, except for the ulam, fine. So we're at 20 amos in height. V'tanya, and how tall does a mikvah have to be? V'rochatz b'soro b'mayim, the person who immerses should be able to immerse his flesh in water. B'mei mikvah kol b'soro. So we understand this, that the entire body has to be immersed at the same time. Mayim shekol gufo ola b'hem, the amount of water that a person's entire body can be immersed in it at once. V'kamahein, and how much is that? Ama al ama barum gimel amos, one ama by one ama, so that you're giving place for the body. Barum gimel amos, with a height of three amos, which gives space for the height of the person. V'shiaru chachamim, and the chachamim calculated it, may mikvah arboim, saw that the amount needed for a mikvah, based on cubic measures of these dimensions, it's going to need 40 saw, which according to contemporary calculations is approximately 200 gallons. Just under 200 gallons. And that's the way the practical mikvah is built. We actually build them far larger so that they're roomy. But if a person was under constraint, sometimes certain communities don't have yet a place or a Friday night mikveh is being built in a community that has a larger mikveh, but it's not accessible because it's only available by driving. So they'll build a second mikveh, and they perhaps may whittle it down to the smaller measurement, which is acceptable, and that's this Arba'im Sa'. Now, Tosfos mentions an interesting question. The Gemara is concluding that the height of the mikveh was 23 amos off the ground, because the height of the mikveh is 3 amos, and that's added to the 20 amos of the passageways underneath. So it's got to be 23 amos tall and off the ground, and therefore Ein Itam, which is water seeking its own level, had to be 23 amos from ground level, from the Azara level. Asks Tosfos in Ein Itam, the second to last Tosfos on the page, Minolon, how do you know that the mikvah that this Kohen Gadol is going into is 3 amos tall? We know that you're allowed to make a mikvah in any shape, as long as it has the requisite amount of water. For example, when we make a mikvah for tevilas kelim, for kitchen utensils, we very often will make it long but shallow. We're not looking for 3 amos deep, 6 feet deep, for example. We're not looking for it to be so deep, because then you'll lose your spoons and forks as your tevil if you leave go of them. So instead, we make the mikveh in a different shape, and it's much more shallow. And this way, if you drop something, you were putting it in the mikveh because it has the right amount of water. But if it drops, you pick it off the ground. We know that you're allowed to make it in a different shape. So how do you know that they made this mikveh in the shape of 3 amos tall to come to the conclusion that Ein Itam had to be 23 amos off the ground? Maybe it's done in a different shape. And the Kohen had to lie himself down to get into this mikveh to be covered by the water. Maybe it's 2 amos tall and it's wider. Yoshev Tovel, and he's Tovel while he's sitting. How do you know? And Tosfos answers that it's understood that kol ma shehayu yecholim lahakel alav mishum chulsha de Kohen Gadol hayu osin. Anything that we can make it easier for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we're going to make it easier, and we're not going to demand of him that he immerse in some convoluted way. So certainly, it was built full height, so that he could immerse himself going straight in, and that would be the most comfortable way to do it. What exactly did the Chachamim calculate that we're giving them so much credit for? Because if it was simply a calculation of how to do amo al amo by a height of 3 amos, so do the math, it's cubic measurements, that's not like a major shiaru chachamim. The chachamim made a calculation, which is really the way our Gemara seems to indicate. It's interesting that the Rambam in Mikvaos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, words the Shi'aru Chachamim, indicates the Shi'aru Chachamim a little bit differently. He words it that the Shi'aru Chachamim is the Amal Amah Barum Shalosh Amos. The Chachamim's calculation was that it should be 1 Amah by 1 Amah by 3 Amos, those are the dimensions of a person. And then the Rambam goes on and says, Vishir Zeh Hu Mem Sa. And that amount, you do the math, it's Mem Sa. But the genius, the Shi'aru Chachamim, the accomplishment, was to calculate what did the Torah mean when it said your body should be covered in water. All at once, the Shi'aru Chachamim was that that's going to take 3 amos by 1 amma by 1 amma. And that's something that we find in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Erevin, what is the space of a person? So the intrinsic height of the person is considered 3 amos, and beyond that, his hands can stretch, his head protrudes, but the main part of the body is 3 amos, and they calculated that that's what the pasuk about mikvah was referring to. If you take a look at Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis, second line, Taisvis says, Ad kesefav hu shalosh amos, until his shoulders, that's 3 amos. And that's what the Chachamim required for the size of a mikvah. So you'll ask, what about his head? His head has to be immersed at the same time. So you'll take a look, Taisvis gives 2 solutions for that. Taisvis is continuing 6 lines from the bottom. Kisha omek hamayim shalosh amos, if the depth of the water is 3 amos, kisha nichnas b'hem tzafu mayim al rosho, the water, because of displacement which his body causes, the water will float above his head, va'olin lamayla, and they'll go above him. And that's the tremendous calculation that Chazal did. It's understanding what did the Torah mean when it said your body should be covered. It meant that the size of the mikvah should be for the body, and then when you go in, the water, based on the displacement, will go higher and will cover the head, and that's the size of the mikvah. Obviously, the walls of the mikvah have to be taller than the actual water that they are containing, otherwise some of the water would go out off the side. But the cubicle, or whatever you want to call it, the pit that the mikveh is being made with, holds more water than the actual 40 saw, is more room for water, and when the displacement occurs, it covers over the head. Yashar koach, have a wonderful day.